Lord, we thank you that you're at work all the time. You're looking for a people who are to work with you. Lord, we say, here we are. Send us, Lord. I'm just going to pray a little bit from Isaiah 40. They're actually on. Blake, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. We gotcha. So we're going to start. Actually, we'll start right now just with Blake and the team. They are at the Capitol building right now. There's about 50-plus people up in the dome. You can see the dome right there. And, Blake, we're going to just agree with you in prayer as you're at the Capitol here in Denver right now. So we got you. We can hear you. Go for it.
Well, let me pray it out. It's pretty amazing as you look up into the dome and you just hear voices of praise just coming from the dome area because they went up into the museum area and then through this special door up behind all of the infrastructure up into the fifth and sixth levels. And so they've got some worship going on. I'm just going to pray an agreement prayer and come along with us to this Capitol here. Lord, we just declare your praise in our Capitol, your name in our Capitol. We just declare, Lord, that you would be glorified in this place. You would just cleanse it of all wickedness and unrighteousness. We ask, Father, that your name would be ensconced in this place. We ask that your blood would just flow like a river through every hallway and every... God, we ask that your anointing would be here to break the heavy yoke and confusion. Father, we purify this place now. We just declare it yours. It belongs to Jesus. We take it from the enemy. And we hold on to it for the kingdom. We come into agreement with Psalm 2 and verse 8, when Jesus prayed for the nations as his inheritance, the ends of the earth, as his possession. We say that this capital belonged to Jesus. All the hallways, all the rooms belong to Jesus. And we just declare a change in atmosphere. We declare a change in ownership. No longer under demonic control, no longer under the sway of the evil one, but we put it on notice that we are taking back the capital in a spiritual sense, and we know it will manifest in a physical sense. So we mark this day and we mark this coming session and all the praise that will take place as you taking your inheritance. Thank you for brothers and sisters across Colorado, the Front Range, agreeing together that the capital belongs to Jesus. We say it again, the capital belongs to Jesus. The capital belongs to Jesus. In your, hallelujah, fill this place with your people and your praises. Hallelujah, in your mighty name, amen.
Amen. Hey, Blake, is Philip there or is he up worshiping? Oh, we lost you. Say that again.
They're up in the dome.
Oh, they're up in the dome. Okay.
I stay back on the second level so that I could just do some praise down here. I wish you could hear it. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, I wish we could hear it too.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Nope, that's okay.
I'm gonna peace out here, but thank you for agreeing with us for this Capitol building.
Yeah, we are in full agreement. Lord, we do.
Thank you
just,
for letting me zoom in.
Yeah. We thank you for the praises that are going up in that place right now. Lord, as the praises go up, Lord, it says you inhabit the praises of your people. So, Lord, we just thank you that you are being lifted high in that place. Lord, I thank you that a sound is going forth, that as the voices sing, as there's a sound that goes forth, Lord, I thank you. It's a new sound that is being sung in that house, in that place right now. And we just declare, Lord, that things are shifting right now in the atmosphere, in that place. Lord, as Blake and as the team is there and as Philip is worshiping, Lord, we say, let a sound go forth in that place that resonates, not just tonight, but Lord, that resonates throughout that place day and night. And so, Lord, we thank you for what you're establishing in Colorado. Lord, we say, let you be glorified. May you be glorified in Colorado. Lord, may your name be glorified in the Capitol building. Lord, I thank you that this is just the beginning of the glorification of the Father, of the Son. Lord, in that place, Lord, that it will be done on a daily basis. We just declare the glory of God to be revealed in that place in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. I'm going to ask, I want some of the people online here to pray while we're in this place. Jim, will you start? Jim Tarr, yeah. Pastor Jim, who's up in Aspen here.
Yeah. Father, we just praise you and we bless you, Lord. And thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us, Lord. And we thank you for the prayer and praise being offered in the Capitol building, Lord. And we come together in agreement, Lord God. And we pray that in that place, there would come forth life, God. That we speak life into that Capitol building, Lord. We speak justice to come forth, Lord, from the Capitol. We ask, Lord God, that there would be mercy. And Lord, that you would raise up righteousness. We ask, oh God, that in the state of Colorado, in the Capitol building, Lord, that you would pull down the scepter of wickedness. Yes. So that good men will not do what's wrong, but you would raise up the scepter of righteousness, Lord God. You would raise up the banner of your name, Lord, that you would let there come forth, Lord, freedom and purpose, life, blessing, wisdom, love for the people, God. Let love come forth. We thank you, oh God. We pray, oh Lord, that you would come, even as Mike had said at the beginning, Lord, we come into agreement and we just say, Lord, unless you build this house, we labor in vain that build it. Unless you watch this city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And we pray, oh Lord God, that you be high and lifted up and that you would bring the body of Christ in the state of Colorado into the agreement. That, Lord God, we would bind our hearts together and agree for unity. Lord, that you would bring unity to the body of Christ. Lord, that you would make us of one mind and of one spirit, of one heart, Father. I pray, oh God, that you would pull down every imagination, every stronghold that we built within the church, Lord, every argument, God, every division, Lord. We pray that every disobedience to the Holy Spirit, every way, Holy Spirit, that we have grieved you as the church in the state of Colorado, we have quenched you. We plead, Lord God, let your blood come and wash away, Father, every hindrance to the Spirit of God rising up within your church, Lord. And we know, God, that in the unity, Lord, you command the blessing that you said, God, that the blessing would flow down from the top. Yes. The unity among the church, the brothers, the sisters, would flow from the top, from the head, even down to the fringes of the garment. It would be like on Mount Hermon where the water melts, Lord, and nourishes the entire country. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the church, Lord, coming together in unity and fasting and prayer and seeking you, Lord, that you command a blessing from the head, from the Capitol building, from the top of the Capitol building, there would come the release of the blessing of the revival of the Lord, God. It would flow down into every chamber. Lord God, it would flow down into every office. We pray, Lord, it would flow down into the city of Denver, into the counties. Lord, that it would touch every county seat. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the unity of the church praying and repenting and coming before you, oh God, would flow down to the very fringes of the state, Lord, even to the least among the state, Lord, that they would experience the blessing of the glory of the Lord. God, release your blessing. We ask, Father, from that Capitol building, from your church, oh Lord God, we pray that you would bless, Lord God, that you would bless, that you would build this state, that you would build your purpose and your kingdom here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Rex and Willa, you want to jump in? Pastor Rex and Willa.
Yeah, can you hear us okay, Mike?
We gotcha.
Okay. So as Blake was praying, the Lord reminded me there's this thing in quantum physics that speaks about what happens if a voice or a waveform is shifted out, sent out. It acts like a wave until it's observed. And I just, once it's observed, it turns into energy and it becomes a changing force in the supernatural. And it reminded me of, as we're praying and our voices are speaking out and we're shouting out the name of the Heavenly Father, Yeshua, that as he watches these prayers, they literally turn to energy and they change the atmosphere. They create the ability to change and to remove the things that are in the heavenlies, and they bring down strongholds with an energy of the Holy Spirit that can only come from the Father. And I know that's way deeper than you guys are wanting to get to tonight, but he reminded me of, if we would just pray his word, come into agreement with his people and his word, that as he observes this, it will change the atmosphere, not only of your state, but over the nations and over the world and over Israel. So Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would watch our words, Lord, and that you would create that energy, that we would go off and the power would come from your heavenly throne, Father, that you would drop the kingdom of heaven on this earth, Lord. And I love the fact that you said, don't be afraid tonight, because there's so many things that we can be fearful of. But if we will speak your name, if we will speak your wisdom, if we will speak your voice, and you observe and you turn that energy into a life-changing force, it turns into power. And not only does it change the power of the earth, it changes the power of our hearts. And Father, I just pray that we would stand in the gap for the people of Israel, the people of this nation that need you so desperately, Lord. I pray that there would be divine appointments that would allow us to speak your name and show your love in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we'll go ahead and pray here.
Oh, Abba, Father, we praise you. We thank you that you are our one, only, true, awesome, living God. You are the God of all glory. You are the God of all power and authority. And we thank you, Father. As your sons and daughters, we stand here surrendered in our spirit and in our soul for you to have your way within your people, Father God. Father, that we would say, yes, here am I, send me. Father, that our ears would only be hearkened to what you speak, and that we would only do what you say. I thank you, Father God, that your people are led by the Spirit and your Spirit alone, Father God, and no other voice shall we follow. I thank you, Father God, that you are a mighty God. I thank you that you sit upon the throne, Father God, and I thank you that you are bigger than anything that the enemy thinks he could ever conjure up. And we say, Father God, have your way in us. I thank you, Jesus, for your power. I thank you for your authority, that you chose to go to the cross. You chose to bleed for your people. You chose to be beat for your people, to reconcile us back to the one true living God. We praise you, Jesus, and we glorify you. We thank you that you are our Yeshua. You are our Shalom. And we stand, and we stand under a supernatural peace that only the kingdom of heaven can put upon its people. And we say, Father, we have no fear. We have no doubt, because we have you. You are all power, you are all authority, and we stand with you, and you hold your word above your own name, and we shall speak and we shall declare your word with all that we say within this world. In Jesus' powerful name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that in this atmosphere, in this place, things are shifting. They're shifting into position. Things are happening in the spirit, just as Rex was talking about. And Wella prayed. We thank you, God, right now. I'm just blowing up with joy, because where there's a power of agreement, the Spirit of the Lord is here, and there is freedom, there is liberty. And we thank you, Jesus, right now, collectively with the synergy of the ages of the saints, that as we're praying, I believe we're so tapped into your throne right now by your grace and by your Holy Spirit, that we're just praying right from the heart of the Father over Colorado. And God, I thank you right now. Things are shifting. Things are happening. I saw the Capitol was upside down, and it's getting turned right side up, pointing where it actually is in the physical. And I felt like the Lord said, Song of Songs 2, he said, for now is the time, my beautiful one, this season has changed for you. Sorry, I accidentally muted. The bondage of your barren winter has ended, and the season of hiding is over and gone for the church. Come on. The rains have soaked the earth. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. And left it bright with blooming, blossoming flowers. The season for singing and the pruning the vines has arrived. Yes, God, we say to your will, your way. Prune, shape, mold, anything and everything that you need to do in this state, that it will be in position so that we may proceed into the realms of glory. It says, verse 12, picking up, I hear the cooing of doves in our land, or we could say, and the dove in our land, hallelujah, filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth all around you, Colorado? The early signs of my purposes and plans bursting forth. The budding of vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers there is change in the air. Jesus, we prophesy this right now. Your word is the only thing you say in your word that you hold above your name. And your name is above every name of those in heaven, of those on the earth, and those below the earth. So we stand upon the word of God right here that rules and reigns over every sphere of society, every culture of the earth, every nation upon the earth. We thank you and exalt you, King Jesus. And we prophesy over the capital right now, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream, that you will flood this state and this nation with righteousness, holiness, and purity. And we prophesy right now over the capital, the glory of God is coming for you. The glory is coming for you. This session, this year, I believe it with every fiber of my being, the glory is coming for you. So God, we thank you, Jesus, right now for what you are doing. We thank you for the erupting sound of worship that is shifting. It's not only shifting the atmosphere, it's being burned into the very walls and halls and legislative branches and every single thing in the spirit and in the physical. And we give you honor and praise, God, that what is being done even here tonight, God is marking the halls of heaven with a shift that changes in the air. Shifting is happening right now like a chiropractic shift in our nation. And things are being brought into position so that the church, the ecclesia, may drive forth by the power of the Holy Spirit and with all authority by the blood of Jesus and see the shift and the change we've all been praying. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we decree the glory's coming for you. Capital Jesus' name, thank you, God.
Danielle. Jesus, I agree. I bring my agreement with all the prayers that have been already shared ahead of me, Father. But I also ask, Lord, that you would shift us back into that pioneering state. Lord, there are so many states that need to turn their hearts back to you. Would you let Colorado be the pioneering state to turn our hearts back to you, Lord? And would you let it start with the leadership? Father, we cry out for a spirit of repentance, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, to start with the legislators, Father God, that they would take that spirit of political mindset, Father, that has been driving them, and that power and money trip, Lord Jesus, that you would just shift it and just send your spirit of repentance, Lord, that there would just be a holy hush, Father God, that they would start recognizing the damage that they've been doing for years and years and years. And Lord, I also ask, Father, as your spirit of the fear of the Lord would fall and cause that repentance to follow, Lord, that you would rise up a hope within the intercessors within the state of Colorado. Lord, there have been so many words spoken over our state and cities that have yet to be fulfilled. And we declare that it is now time, Lord Jesus, that we would go back through our history of the words that have not yet been fulfilled and call those out, Lord, and put a demand that this is the time. Lord, it didn't happen then, but Lord, we want to be a people that is so unified that it's happening now, Lord Jesus. We need a shift so desperately, and the only way that we can have that, Lord, is by coming into agreement with your plans and your purposes for our state. So Lord, we say yes and amen. I heard the song, be enthroned upon the praises of a thousand generations. You are worthy, Lord, of all, because it's the thousands of generations, it's the generations of people that have been praying for our state, from our state, who may have left because they were disheartened or they just couldn't get the work completed. So I say, Lord, that the prayers of those who have gone before us, the prayers that are currently in Colorado, the Lord, the ones that are weary, Father, that you would strengthen those who are weary and are not even have that, just that lack of faith and are struggling with doubt that their prayers are going to be answered, that you would fire them, refire them, Lord God, to say yes and amen to those prayers that they have not seen answered, that we would rise up and say now is the time and start agreeing and pulling those things into the now season, Lord Jesus, those prayers that and prophetic words that we have not yet seen over our state, Lord God. We say yes and amen. And the thousands of years of prayers, Lord, I just thank you that the thousand generation idea, it's that the prayers are still being heard. You still hear those prayers before your throne. They have not stopped. So Lord, would you allow our prayers to add to those prayers and just tip the bowls of intercession, God, to where we can see your glory poured out on every congregation, on every person in our state, Lord, that there would not even be, that you would be so beautiful, that you would be the only choice, that Father, whenever they whenever your glory pours out, Lord, that we would just repent and turn to you, Lord, that there would be no other option, and that we would be the first state of all the states that are seeming so far against you, Father, that we would just tip the bowls where other states would follow, Lord, to say yes to you and your glory.
So be enthroned upon the praises of a thousand generations. You are worthy, Lord, oh, and unto you the slain and risen King. We lift our voice to heaven, we sing worthy, Lord, oh, we enthroned upon the praises of a thousand generations. You are worthy, Lord. Slain and risen, we lift our voice with heaven, crying worthy, Lord. Oh, the highest praises, Lord of Lord of all, Lord of all, the above every name, your throne is above everything, so pour out your glory, pour out your glory. Your name is above every name, your throne is above everything, so pour out your glory, pour out your glory. Your name is above every name, your throne is above everything. Pour out your glory, pour out your glory. Your name is above every name, and your throne is above everything. Pour out your glory, be enthroned and be enthroned above the praises of a thousand generations. And you are worthy, Lord, oh. And unto you, the slain and risen King, we lift our voice to heaven, singing worthy, Lord, oh. You will receive the highest praises, Lord, all in Colorado. You will receive the highest praises, Lord, oh, in Denver you will receive the highest.
Jesus, I thank you so much, Father, for what you've been doing in our midst. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our churches, in our ministries, what you're doing in this state. I thank you for all of it, Lord. But I come before you just in all humility tonight, Lord. We just say together, we're not satisfied. We're not satisfied, Lord. I want to see more of you and more of your spirit in my life, in my family's life, in my church's life, in each one of the ministries here, their lives, Lord, in society itself, Lord. It's what you want. It is what you have called us to. You've written it on our hearts. You've written it on us as a region over and over and over again. You've given us these words, Lord. This is coming from you, and this is what you want, Lord. And so this evening, Lord, I come before you again and again and again with the shameless audacity of the neighbor in the middle of the night that needs something. We come to you, Lord, not as even the neighbor, but as your son. That you want this, and you want this more than we ever could, Lord. We're gonna come before you with a boldness that you're going to bring pillars of fire where there's a need for pillars of fire, that you're going to open up the doors of the jails and the prisons where there's a need for it. The cancer is going to go, and Lord, we come before you with that boldness right now and say, Lord, we want to see it every day. We don't want to see it once in a lifetime. We don't want to see it once a year, but day after day, Lord, because it's what you've given to us, and it's what you've written on our hearts, Lord. And I believe as we come together in that, as we come together, we pour out with that shameless audacity and a boldness and the courage that we've been singing about tonight, where we don't care what people think about us, we don't care what society thinks about us, but that's when the Lord is going to pour out this spirit and pour out this mighty revival on this place. And so we speak to that dragon on top of Pike's Peak right now, and we say, we're coming for you. We're not on the defensive anymore. We're on the offensive because our God came. Eyes like fire, hair white as wool, and we're coming after you because our Lord came to destroy the works of the devil, and we're going to be a part of it. Lord, pour out your spirit in this room. Release, Lord, release right now what needs to be released in this room. Don't hold back from your sons and daughters, Lord. Don't hold back. We say yes with everything inside of me right now, Lord. I say yes. May the power of God fall in this room and give you exactly what you need. That boldness and the fear of God, that spirit of fear go. May only the fear of God rest in this place. In Jesus' mighty name.
And no spirit but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, come, come, come. Come, come, come. Oh, no spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, come, come, come. Oh, come, come, come. No spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, come, come, come. Come, come, come. No spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, come, come, come. Oh, come, come, come. Your name is above every name. Your throne is above everything, so pour out your glory, pour out your glory, your Your name is above every name. Your throne is above everything. So pour out Your glory. No spirit but the Holy Spirit. No spirit but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit. Come, come, come. Come, come, come. No spirit but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit. Come, come, come. Come.
Let Your glory pour out. Let the heavens open up. Let Your glory come down. Let the heavens open up. Let Your glory pour out. We won't stop till we see it. Heavens open up. Let Your glory pour out. Let the heavens open up. And let Your glory come down. We won't stop till we see it come. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory come down. We won't stop until we see it come. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. And we won't stop until we see it come. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. And we won't stop until we see it come. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. And we won't stop until we see it come. We pour out, we won't stop until we see it come. We want revival now, Lord, let Your spirit pour out. We won't stop until we see it come. We want revival now, Lord, let Your spirit. Stop until we see it come. The heavens, let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. Let Your heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. We won't stop until we see it come. That's a prayer. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory pour out. Let the heavens open up, let Your glory come down. We won't stop till we see it come.
As Mike was handing me the mic, I was literally in my mind, I was thinking of a saying I heard a preacher say once. He said, if you want to see how popular a church is, go on a Sunday morning. If you want to see how popular a preacher is, go on a Sunday night. And if you want to see how popular God is, go to a prayer meeting. So God, we just declare. We declare that You're going to fill houses of prayer, Lord. Yes. That Your people would be known as a praying people, Lord. We will not back off, Lord. We will not back off, yes, until we obtain and take possession of our promised land, Lord. Yes. Until the whole earth is full of the knowledge of Your glory, God. Yes. So we declare right now that Your people will be a praying people.
Yes. Pray.
That You will strengthen the knees of Your bride, Lord. That she would run and not grow weary and walk and not faint, Lord. So we speak strength to the body of Christ right now. We thank You, Father, that You're breathing life into every dead place, Lord, right now in Jesus' mighty name. We declare that the bride of Christ would rise and take her rightful position right now. That this is her greatest hour. In Jesus' mighty name.
As you were praying, Ron, I got to occupy till I come. That's God's commandment to us. Occupy till I come. So, Father, forgive us where we have not occupied. Lord, forgive us for how we have not taken our place, God, your bride, God. We take our place. We say the old is behind. We say, forgive us, God, and have mercy. But we say we are stepping into our place. We are stepping into our authority in you, Lord Jesus. You tell us, having done all to stand, stand. God, we stand in you. We stand in your strength. We stand in your grace alone. We stand in you. We thank you, Father, that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. It dwells in you, brothers and sisters here. It dwells in you. My God, wow, God, we are so grateful. We are so humbled, God. In humility, we give you glory, honor, and praise, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God. Have your way in Colorado. Have your way in Israel, God. I thank you for, just going to pray for Israel just a little bit here. Isaiah chapter 40, comfort, oh, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem. We speak kindly to you, Jerusalem. Tonight, we stand with you, Jerusalem. We stand with you, Israel, tonight. You are not alone. And call out to her that her warfare has ended. We call out to you that your warfare has ended, that your iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, make smooth in the desert a highway for our God, a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low, and let the rough ground be a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. The word of our God stands forever. I thank you, Father, that you bless your people, Israel, because the word of your God, of our God, stands forever. Simchat Torah, Simchat Torah. This attack happened on Simchat Torah. It's an attack against the word. I thank you, Father, that the word of the Lord endures forever. Your word and you are one. The word of the Lord endures forever and stands forever. Get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. You are the bearer of good news, Israel, and the word shall go forth from Zion. I just put that in there. Anyway, lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Behold, the Lord will come. Behold, the Lord God will come with might. Yes, behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. We thank you, Father, for your word. The word of the Lord endures forever. The word of the Lord stands forever, God. Help us to occupy until you come, God. In Jesus' name.
I want to just continue in this. I wasn't going to pray right now, but with Therese, she just prayed Isaiah 40, and I felt I was open to Isaiah 40. And that first part where it says, a voice of the one calling. In the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, and make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. At the end of this, at the end of Isaiah 40, it says this, in that preparation, it says, do you not know and have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, and he is the creator of the ends of the earth. For he will not grow tired or weary. In his understanding, no one can fathom. And he gives strength to the weary, and he increases the power of the weak. Even the youths grow tired and weary, and the young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord, or who wait upon the Lord, will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run, and they will not grow weary. They will walk, and they will not faint. I felt like the Lord tied that to actually Joel 2. And I feel like this is the time where there is a we're calling together these prayer meetings. It was just prayed that the prayer meetings are starting all over the nations. That this is the intercessors that are being called into action. And every single believer, if you're a follower of Jesus, you are an intercessor. You're called to be an intercessor. You're called to carry the heart of the Father and reveal it to the earth. And so in this, in Joel 2, it says this. It says, blow a trumpet in Zion. I was actually, in just a second here, I felt like we're supposed to blow this. It's going to have Yakeley. He's our designated blower here for the shofar. So in a second here, we're going to blow this. Would you guys, but I want everyone to stand up as we just, we're engaging. Here we go. We're engaging into a place of prayer. In the same way where the Lord said to Joshua, look, every place we stand, every place we go, every place you put your foot, you're going to take territory. And I believe in the same way as everything we begin to speak into, with our voices, we're going to begin to take territory in those areas. We're going to begin to declare and decree things, and things are going to shift. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion, declare the holy fast, call the sacred assembly, gather the people, and consecrate the assembly. This is where we're bringing together everyone. It says, bring together the elders, gather the children. It says, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave her room and the bride her chambers. What's the point? It says, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You might think you're so busy that you don't have time to do this, you don't have time to do that. He's saying, he's using extreme situations to say, you might be about to get married. It's like, this is not the time. It's time to pray. It's time to gather the sacred assembly together. And it says, right after that, it says, let the priest who ministers before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. And let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. And then it says, why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? And then right after that, as Nicholas was praying, this part came in. So he was praying out of Song of Songs 2, but it says, I am sending you grain. I am sending new wine and oil, enough to satisfy you fully. It says right after that, a little later, it says, be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains in righteousness, and he sends you abundant showers. So here it is. There's a cry out, and then the Lord responds. And then the third part is right after that, and it says, and then afterwards, and in Acts 2, it says, and in the last days, it says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. So there's a response, and then there's an outpouring of the spirit. But it begins with this consecration. It begins with the people saying, I'm not going to be too busy to come together, to consecrate ourselves, and to pray. And so we're going to just, whoop, did we lose Dan? We're going to just declare this. We're going to blow the shofar. We're going to blow the trumpet and declare the holy fast and say, this is a time for a people to come together and pray, for the church to awaken. And I'm going to say prophetically that as we blow this shofar, that this is the awakening of the church across Colorado and across this nation and throughout the world, that this is a time to awake, to wake up, to gather together, to consecrate ourselves, to stop being so busy with all the other things that we're missing the main thing, the very thing that the Lord's calling the people to right now, that we have to get the word of the Lord. We have to wait upon him. If we don't wait upon him, he's not going to renew our strength. We're not going to mount up like wings with wings like eagles and run and not be weary and knock and walk and not faint. So, Lord, I thank you for this time of coming before you. God, you're the one that we put all of our trust in. We can't figure this out on our own. We don't know how to do this, but Lord, you do. And I thank you that you are calling a people. You are raising up your church right now to come into a place of intercession, to come into a place of prayer, to seek you, that we're done with the fear. We're done with shrinking back. But Lord, this is our time to press in. We're pressing into you in this time. With everything that we have, we're not holding back any longer. I love Jack's prayer. He's like, we're going to go for it. We're going for it. We're not holding back any longer. Yeah. Fear is not going to hold back the church any longer. You ready? You know the... Okay. Pressure's on.
I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor.
Let's shout it out.
Jesus the high priest. Oh,
I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. Jesus the high priest. Oh, I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. Jesus the high priest. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. Jesus the high priest. Oh, I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. Jesus the high priest. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. Jesus the high priest. Oh, 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 blow a trumpet in Zion. Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion, sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion, sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. I've got, cause I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. Jesus the high priest. Oh, I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor, Jesus the high priest. Oh, so blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion, sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Cause I've got Jesus, the high priest. I've got an intercessor. I've got an intercessor. Jesus, the high priest, we've got an intercessor. We've got an intercessor.
Come on.
We've got an intercessor. Jesus, the high priest. We've got an intercessor. We've got an intercessor. We've got an intercessor. Jesus, the high priest. Fortify my faith. Fortify my faith. Fortify my faith. Fortify my faith. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm.
Father, we declare tonight in the name of Jesus, the great intercessor being established over Colorado. I have blown hundreds of shofars. I'm being serious. Hundreds of shofars. I've never had a struggle. There is a restraint. Listen to me. There is a restraint that is being broken off of Colorado over the voice of the Lord. There's a restraint being broken off of the sound of the Lord thundering over Colorado. The blowing of the shofar is the announcement of the king that is in the land, and the blowing of it is to bring confusion to the enemy. We had to persevere through that horrible blowing, begin to declare that the restriction over the voice of the church is being broken. The restriction over the voice of the Lord, there's not going to be any restriction to his voice thundering over Colorado. We declare the voice of the Lord thundering over this state. The voice of many waters pouring out over this state. We declare the name of Jesus being exalted. We declare great exaltation of Jesus. It says in Job 22, it says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established, and then great exaltation shall come. We declare tonight, we decree that Jesus is taking his dominion and his lordship. I love the fact that the dome of our capital is gold, and Jesus is very comfortable upon standing upon gold. We declare tonight, even as he stands upon golden streets tonight, he stands upon a golden dome, a dome that was prophetically placed there in gold to be a conduit for glory to come down, the greatest conductor. We declare the gold on top of that capital will be a conductor for the glory of the Lord to fill that house. I felt tonight to declare this out of 2 Chronicles chapter 5. It's a word that literally took place over the building of the tabernacle. I heard the Lord says, declare this over your capital. In the same way the trumpeters and the musicians, they were as one. They began to blow and began to sing and began to pray. It says that the temple was filled with glory, so that the priests, and I literally heard that our administrators could not continue in their administration because the glory of the Lord had filled the house like smoke. We declare tonight as one. Listen, all over Colorado tonight, I know of many houses of prayer that are contending over this one thing, over God establishing his throne in Colorado and doing it in our capital. They are praying and contending all over Colorado. I have never seen this in our state. I've known that there's been pastors with access into our capital. I've been in there many times, but not where we've been given carte blanche access, keys to the building, to roam all over the place and to worship and to declare. And I've never seen our state as one contending for one thing, the lordship of Jesus, as one. He says, as they did it as one, the place they were meeting was filled with glory. So we declare tonight, fill our capital with glory. What we ask you to apprehend, God, our representatives and our senators, our governor, oh God, We call our governor into the kingdom. Jesus, establish your throne on the high place in Jesus' name. And I heard this tonight also, because if you go down there to Civic Center Park, right across from the Capitol in the Civic Center Park, you will find Masonic cursings everywhere. Symbology, cursings all over the Capitol. What man designed to curse. I heard tonight that Dagon is about to fall before the presence of God. And God is going to reverse the curse on the building and on the land. And he's going to release a blessing hundreds of feet into the soil. I heard the Lord said, I'm going to redeem your Capitol. I'm going to break the curse. Where they tried to curse it, I'm going to release a blessing. And the blessing will overpower the curse. So we declare that our Capitol is blessed. We declare that the iniquity of Colorado has been cleansed through a better blood. Lord, we didn't have to bind it. We had to bless it. And now the ground has been loosed. The groaning of injustice in the soil of Colorado has been liberated. We declare over the land, over the ground, we declare freedom, that Jesus cleanses and heals and restores. Father, we bless our capital tonight. And we declare that there's great traction in the Spirit tonight. We declare great glory, great glory coming into 2024. Psalm 24, the King of Glory is coming through these gates. The King of Glory is coming through these gates. A highway of holiness is being established. Father, we declare that all of Colorado is being transformed. You're awakening your church. You're awakening your bride. You're impacting every denomination. You're going into the high places and into the low places. We declare, God, that you're waking up your sleepy bride. And God, your bride is going to get oil again. It's going to find your presence again. It's going to open up wells again. There is hope for you, Colorado. Jesus is in the land. The King is in the land, redeeming everything can be redeemed. So we bless it tonight in Jesus' name. Father, every house of prayer in Colorado right now, the ones that have been obscure, the ones that they've been holding it down with two or three people for years, Father, we declare great glory upon every house of prayer tonight. Those that have had a hard time financially, they couldn't get traction. Some that have lost their buildings, I know of, because they couldn't afford the lease. Father, we declare over these houses of prayer great strength, great vitality, great vision. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength tonight, God. Father, we thank you for the contending bride again. The bride is contending. The bride is in the field with her bride, in the vineyard with her bridegroom. We're with you, Jesus, and we feel your zeal. Isaiah 9:7 says, and by your zeal, this is going to be established. Lord, we recognize you're more zealous than us. You're more purposeful than us. You have more of a zeal, more of a vision for Colorado with us. And you've given us this great moment to participate with your zeal. Rise up, mighty warrior. Rise up, mighty warrior. And go out and conquer your adversary in the name of Jesus. Rise up, Jesus, mighty conquering King, and lay waste the desolations. Lay waste the mocking spirits. Lay waste the Dagon spirits. They will all fall before the King of Glory, because there's none like our King. There's none like our God. And we declare your name is exalted over Colorado. In Jesus' name.
Make way.
Nicholas, you got to jump on.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I 100% agree every word with Dan that he just released. And while we were worshiping to that last song, as they led us so powerfully, I literally heard nonstop the blowing of the shofars. I thought it was just happening in the room. I saw you, Tracy, blowing. But I realized that I was hearing it in the spirit, and it sounded like alarms. And then I was seeing the shofars being released all over the region. And then the Lord spoke this to me. He said in Acts 2, verse 2, it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And I believe that the sound is the symphony of harmonious worship, declaration, praise, and decrees that is erupting from the church in this hour. Something happened during this song, and I had to testify to give him glory. I could hear it. The shofars, it sounded not like one, it sounded like a multitude of them moving in sync, and it sounded like an alarm. It was like nonstop. And it had these just long blasts. So Jesus, we thank you that you've sounded the alarm, that the church is hearing, the church is responding, the sound is released. And you have said years ago to me, you said, I will do a Joel 2 movement in an Acts 2 wineskin church with the Philippians 2 heartbeat. So God, we just pray right now for the sound of worship, the sound of the blood of the Lamb being released in the land, the sound of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach being released in the airwaves, in the land, in the legislative branches, in all seven spheres of influence. We pray for the release of the sound of the blood of Jesus, King of glory, highest praise, the high priest, highest honor to the high priest. And we thank you, Jesus, that that sound of the blood of the Lamb awakens the Josiahs. This is the last thing I saw, that he, in that sound, was awakening the spirit of Josiah in the sons and daughters all across the state. In 2 Kings chapter 23, you see Josiah, it says, he was like one bad dude for the kingdom. He ripped down everything. It says he crushed the altars to fine powder. He burned down the high places. He ripped down Dagon. He ripped down Baal. He ripped down every single authority. And so we prophesy over the body of Christ that the spirit of Josiah has come and that it is erupting, and every high place will be reclaimed for the purpose of the worship of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that every false authority will bow its face to the ground in awe and wonder and in the spirit of the fear of the Lord. We decree in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say this with me. Say this with me. I'm not leaving here tonight until I know who I am. I'm not leaving here tonight until I know who I am. Thank you, Rex, for kicking this off. It was simmering and you put it to full boil. He sure did. He'll understand what I'm saying in a second. Ephesians 5:8. For once you were darkness, but now you are light. Now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Father, thank you that light and sound act the same way. Light travels as waveforms and packets until you see it, and then it becomes light. It's called popping a quiff. We are packets of light, and we walk around as packets of light. We transmit from place to place. My sister here just had a packet of light walk by her. These guys did too. But until I make that light known, it's not visible. It is not visible. It's not seen. We hold the kingdom. We are ambassadors of the kingdom. Everywhere we go, we take the kingdom. Everything we do, the kingdom is present. But until we make it visible, it's not seen. And the other part of this, I'll get there quickly. Quickly, come on. 2 Peter 1:3. Here you are. Want to know who you are? His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the full knowledge of the one who called us by his own glory and excellence. Here it is. Through these he has given us his precious and wonderful promises, so that through them, here it is, ready? This is who we are. So that through them you may participate in the divine nature. We're participants in the nature of God, and I release that tonight over all of us. Not that I'm releasing that participation, but what I want to do is release the knowledge of that. Father, I want everybody to walk out of here tonight convinced and knowing that we are now light in the kingdom. We are now packets of kingdom. We have been given everything we need for life and godliness. And through those precious and excellent promises, we are partakers, Father, in your nature. Think about that. We're participants in your nature. Father, I declare every set of eyes to be open, every set of ears to be open, every heart open to receive this identity of who we are. We aren't weak. We aren't powerless. We aren't trodden down. Thank you, Jesus or Yeshua, that you gave us authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, to tread on them. But if we're standing still, we can't tread on them because we're not moving. We're not walking. So put us into walking mode, into revealing mode, so that who we really are becomes evident to those we encounter. And even over and above that, it becomes evident to ourselves, so that we are convinced and we know we are light. We are light. We are light in you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer meeting. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for the grace to pray. I thank you for everyone in this room and the power of the Holy Spirit that rests within them. I thank you for the groanings of intercession that you are releasing through them. And Lord, we just commit that we will be those who return with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. We rend our hearts before you, not our garments. We return to the Lord and we blow the trumpet and we weep between the porch and the altar and we say, Lord, in your mercy, spare your people. In your mercy, let not your heritage be a reproach. In your mercy, let not the nation say, where is their God? And we are believing, Lord, that you are pouring out your Spirit on all flesh, sons and daughters prophesying, old men dreaming dreams, and young men seeing visions. Lord, we thank you for the increase of the pouring out of your Spirit. And we say, do it. Answer all of these prayers. Tip the bowls. Pour out your power. Suddenly intervene. Suddenly come down. Suddenly show up. Suddenly make yourself known, God. Suddenly do what is in your heart to do in our generation. All that is in your heart to do. And we ask you that, and this shall come to pass, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Lord, we ask you, even as we leave here tonight, for a divine calling out of the name of the Lord. Lord, we ask you for our governmental leaders, for a divine, that they would be prompted by the Spirit to call on the name of the Lord. That they would be drawn by the Spirit to call on the name of the Lord. That Colorado would be drawn by the Spirit to begin to call on the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Strengthen your church. Amen and amen.